Among the mostly young middle-class demonstrators, many of them university students, is Dima Yunus. She's 23 years old, lives in Beirut, and she's been protesting in the city's Martyrs Square in the weeks since the murder of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. And she joins me now on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Could you just describe for us the scene there right now?
There are hundreds of thousands of people. At the beginning, we thought we were going to just stay in a sit-in at the Martyrs Square. But then it turned out that so many people came down and we couldn't stand anymore in the Martyrs Square because there were no more space. So we decided to walk to the place of the assassination of ex-Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. And we just went in a demonstration that gathered about 500,000 people. They are shouting slogans such as, "We want freedom, independence and sovereignty."
The presidents of Syria and Lebanon announced earlier today that Syrian troops will begin to withdraw from Lebanon by the end of this month. Are you and the other protesters satisfied with this announcement?
Well, not at all, because he didn't say that they will withdraw totally. What they said is that they will withdraw to the Bekaa Valley at the end of the month, and then they will wait until the formation of a new cabinet in order to decide when they will withdraw from the Bekaa Valley. I think this decision does not take into consideration the will of people who want the immediate withdrawal of the Syrian troops. In addition, I think that it's an irresponsible decision because it does not take into consideration that if this situation goes on, the economy will actually do very bad, because what's happening is that everything is closed every day. We're having a demonstration. So I think if this situation has to go on, the economy will do very bad. And this is a very bad decision.
What about Lebanon's various factions? You're probably too young to remember the civil war. Are the demonstrators at all worried about Lebanon's factions, the Muslims, Christians, Druze, who fought then, maybe fighting again?
Here, with people with whom I'm demonstrating, no one wants to go back to the civil war. And we think that we're not going to go back to the civil war, because even if the pro-Syrian parties would want to provoke new incidences, we will not respond back with violence.
Well, let's talk about the militant Shiite organization Hezbollah. It's very powerful there. It hasn't been part of your demonstrations, and at the moment it's supporting Syria.
They're not part of our demonstration. They have a demonstration tomorrow. Hezbollah has relatively moderate position, because all they're asking for is a respectable withdrawal for the Syrian army. We think that we can agree with them on that. The problem is with them is that they have a different vision of the schedule. We think that the troops should withdraw immediately. Hezbollah think that they wouldn't mind if the troops have to stay a little bit longer in the Bekaa Valley, and they think that the Syrians now have to help out the Lebanese to build back their institutions. We think that the Syrians have been here for 30 years, and if they could really help us build back our institutions, they could have done it before. So this is where we do not agree with them.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Dima Yunus is a 23-year-old resident of Beirut. She has been among the thousands of protesters in Beirut's Martyrs Square.